USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed and more than two dozen others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into a reef Sunday morning off the coast of San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat was being used as a possible human smuggling operation. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States illegally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
SpaceX did something rare. In fact, so rare, it hasn't been done since the last week of 1968. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule landed four astronauts safely back home in the wee morning hours off the coast of Panama City, Florida. The three Americans and one Japanese flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center back in November on a 6.5-hour journey back home.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience. This is excellent news. We are splashed down.
They're the first U.S. crew to splash down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot more than 50 years ago. It's the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Although the 1968 flight never landed on the moon, many say the flyby of the moon gave us the data to make moon landings possible. Republican Susan Wright and State Representative Jake Elzey will advance to a runoff in this special election to fill a North Texas congressional seat. Democrats did not have enough votes in the runoffs. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A great sign the United States is exiting the coronavirus pandemic. The entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now at 80% capacity for restaurants, clubs, shows, and concerts. Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore tells Fox News everyone is excited.
I'm very excited. First of all, the business owners have been ready. They have their plans in place. We're at 80% capacity. We're going to go to 100 very quickly. We are vaccinated over 50%. As soon as we hit that 60% mark, we'll be at 100%. And I say within a couple of weeks we'll be there. We're not 6 feet apart anymore. We're 3 feet apart. And when you think about that with our nightlife and our clubbing and no matter what kind of dancing, whether you're dancing country at Stoney's, you know, 6 feet apart when you're dancing is a bit rough.
Last year at this time, Nevada had a 30% unemployment rate. It's now at 8%. Celebrity chef Todd English says quality workers are biting at the bit to get back to work.
The quality of person that wants to work, coming back. And people don't want to be sitting at home anymore. People want to work and, you know, contribute to society and just work for themselves, you know, for their own personal well-being. So I find that we're getting really good quality people back. I've had maybe in the last 2 days while I was at the restaurant, people coming up and going, "Chef, thank you so much for hiring me. I'm so excited to be back to work."
Awesome.
So that's a good sign, you know. So I don't know when the last time someone said that to me, but now it's really exciting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.